开始安息礼拜六安息日的早上聚会。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 63.
我们起立唱诗63首。
Thank God, please be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah, in the name of Christ, before we study God's word together, let's kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
在我们开始学习神的话之前，让我们一起跪下祷告，求神的带领。
Please kneel down and pray together.
大家一起跪下祷告。
Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you.
愿平安喜乐与大家同在。
Once again, we praise and thank God if we can gather here to worship the true and living God together.
我们再一次感谢神，让我们有这个机会可以在这里聚集敬拜他。
So this morning, I'd like to continue to share with you the topic, Jehoshaphat, the King of Judah.
那今天早上我们要继续来研讨约沙法，犹大的王。
Nowadays, you and I are also kings.
今天我们也是王。
And as kings, we need to manifest a certain characteristic.
那我们当王必须要固定的特质。
As king, we need to be very loving.
我们必须要有爱。
And as king, we need to be able to always inquire of the Lord.
我们也必须要随时求问神。
And as king, we need to be able to discern what is right and what is wrong.
我们也要有判断对错的能力。
And as king, we need to be gentle to all men.
那我们对人也要很温柔。
If we be able to do this, we truly can reign over our hearts.
如果可以这样做，我们就可以掌管我们的心。
Because to reign over ourselves is very difficult.
因为要掌管自己是很困难的一件事。
So that's why we as kings, the first place we should have sovereignty over is over our hearts.
所以我们需要，我们需要制服我们自己。
Let's turn the book of 1 Kings chapter 22.
我们翻开列王记上22章。
1 Kings chapter 22 verse 32.
列王记上32章。
1 Kings chapter 22 verse 32.
列王记上22章32节。
Verse
32.
So it was when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat that they said, Surely it is the king of Israel. Therefore they turned aside to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out.
32节，车兵长看见约沙法，便说，这必是以色列王，就转过去与他征战。约沙法便呼喊。
In 1 Kings chapter 22, it talks about two different kings.
列王记上22章讲到两个不同的王。
The first king to talk about was King Jehoshaphat.
第一个是约沙法王。
He was the king of Judah during that time.
他是当时的犹大王。
But he also talked about another king.
但是也有提到另外一个王。
And it's King Ahab.
就是亚哈王。
We know that King Ahab, he was a very evil king.
我们知道亚哈王是一个邪恶的王。
Why? Because he cannot control over his heart.
因为他没办法控制自己的心。
Quite often, he just listened to all the people that gave him bad advices.
他常常听从那些给他不好建议的人。
Just like his wife Jezebel.
就像他的妻子耶洗别。
His wife is a very evil person.
他的妻子是一个很邪恶的人。
But he always listened to her.
但他总是听他的。
And whatever she said, he always do accordingly. And because of this, he was a very bad king.
不管耶洗别说什么，他都照做，所以他是一个不好的王。
So here in chapter 22, Jehoshaphat went to visit King Ahab in Israel.
所以在22章，约沙法王去以色列拜访亚哈王。
And during that time, King Ahab asked him to go to war against the Syrians.
当时亚哈王要求约沙法王一起去攻打叙利亚。
Then King Jehoshaphat said, "I'm as you are, my people as you are, and my horses is you as your horses."
那约沙法说：“我的一切都是你的。”
But during that time, see, King Ahab did not inquire of the Lord.
但是当时他并没有求问神。
But King Jehoshaphat asked him to inquire of the Lord.
那约沙法要亚哈王去求问神。
So as king, he should inquire the Lord directly, but instead he used 400 false prophets.
所以身为一个王，他必须要直接求问神，但是他却用了450个假先知。
And these 400 false prophets told lies to him.
这400个假先知对他说了谎。
Why? Because they did not know God's will.
因为他们不懂神的旨意。
So because of this, they told him, "Go and fight against your enemy, and God will give you victory."
所以他们跟亚哈王说：“你尽管出去打仗，神必将仇敌交在你手上。”
But King Jehoshaphat, he had great discernment.
但是约沙法王就有顾虑。
He knew that among the 400 prophets, they were false prophets.
他知道这400个先知是假先知。
So that's why he asked King Ahab, "Is there not one a true prophet of God in Israel?"
所以约沙法王说，在以色列中没有一个真先知吗
？But Ahab said, "Yes, there is one."
亚哈说，那有以色列当中有一个真先知。
And his name is Micaiah.
他的名字是米该亚。
And I hate him.
我讨厌他。
And that's what King Ahab said.
这是亚哈王所说的。
And why did King Ahab hate Micaiah?
为什么亚哈王不喜欢米该亚呢？
Because he always spoke the truth.
因为米该亚总是说实话。
So because of this, he doesn't like him too much.
所以他并不喜欢这位先知。
But Jehoshaphat said to the king,
但是约沙法跟亚哈王说，
Let the king say no such words.
王不该说这样的话。
Because as king, we don't want to talk ill will or bad about people.
因为我们王 不应该说别人的坏话，
especially when a person who completely tells us the truth always.
尤其是当一个人总是告诉我们实话的时候。
So you can see the characteristic of Jehoshaphat was very good.
所以我们可以看到约沙法王的特征是很好的。
But it's interesting.
但是很有趣的是，
when Micaiah came before King Ahab,
当米该亚到亚哈王面前的时候，
and he told King Ahab, if you go to fight against your enemy, you will be destroyed.
他告诉亚哈王，如果你出去打仗，你会被除灭。
And the people will be all scattered all over the place.
那人民也会分散各地。
But the question is,
但是问题是，
why did Jehoshaphat went with King Ahab to fight in the war?
为什么约沙法王还是跟亚哈王出去打仗了呢？
If the true prophet of God told them not to go, why did he still go?
如果真先知已经告诉他们不能去，他们为什么还去呢？
And that's what we want to focus on this morning.
这就是我们这个早上要放焦点在的地方。
And the first question is, why did Jehoshaphat went to visit Ahab in the first place?
第一点，为什么约沙法去拜访亚哈王呢？
Because Ahab was a bad king.
因为亚哈王是不好的王。
Yes, of course, he wanted to show love and show concern against his fellow kings.
当然，他想要表示对他的对这个王表示他的关心。
But what was his motivation behind it?
但是他的动机是什么呢？
Because motivation is very important to all our action.
因为在我们的动作，动机是非常重要的。
Just like nowadays, many rich people, they always give charity and give plenty of money to the poor.
就像现在的时候，很多富有的人都捐钱给弱势团体。
But the question is,
但是问题是，
What is their motivation?
他们的动机是什么？
Do they do it because they want to, you know, to, you know, to write tax off of that charity? Right? To write tax, right? Off the tax off of giving money, right?
是因为他们想要节税吗？
Or they just give from the willingness of their heart?
或者只是用他们的真心来捐的？
Because if they only do it because of tax purposes, and then many people would not, you know, feel good about that.
如果他们只是为了节税，那很多人就不会对这件事有好印象。
So the same thing with Jehoshaphat.
所以约沙法王也一样。
Yes, he showed great love to King Ahab.
他对亚哈王展现出他的大爱。
But what was his motivation?
但是他的动机是什么呢？
And why did he go to fight war with King Ahab, even though the true prophet said you should not go?
那在真先知告诉他们不该去的时候，他为什么还是与亚哈王一起去征战呢？
And what was the result?
那结果又是什么？
The result is in verse 32.
结果是三十二节。
As they was in the battlefield,
当他们在战场上打仗的时候。
Remember, Syrian, the king of Syria said, "Do not fight against anyone that is small."
叙利亚王说不要跟任何小的人来征战。
But only fight against the king.
只要跟王打。
So during that time, you can see that Jehoshaphat he was surrounded by the Syrians.
所以当时约沙法王被敌人围住了。
And during that time, he cried out.We cried out.
他便呼喊。
I mean, try to picture this, right?
我们试着想象。
Because they mistaken him to be King Ahab.
因为错误是在亚哈王身上。
So because of this, they surrounded him, then he cried out.
因为他被围绕了，所以他就呼喊。
The first question is that, who did he cry out to?
第一个问题，他向谁呼喊呢？
And let's go to Second Chronicles chapter 18.
我们翻到历代志下十八章。
Second Chronicles.Chapter 18.
历代志下十八章。
And here I think we can know more about, Jehoshaphat.
这里我们可以更加了解约沙法王。
His motivation, you know, going to see King Ahab.
他去见亚哈王的动机。
And also, you know, when he was in the battlefield, why did he cry out?
并且他在战场上为什么会呼喊出来？
Because even though King Jehoshaphat had many great characteristics, but he also had flaws.
因为约沙法王虽然他有很多好的特质，但是也有很多缺点。
Just like for us nowadays,
就像现在我们现在一样。
None of us are perfect.
没有一个人是完美的。
We always, all of us have weaknesses.
我们所有人都有弱点。
But through Christ, Christ can give us strength to strengthen our weaknesses.
但是借着基督耶稣，他可以给我们力量，让我们克服这些缺点。
So the first question we ask is that why did Jehoshaphat went to visit King Ahab?
所以我们先来探讨为什么约沙法王要去拜访亚哈王。
Second Chronicles chapter 18 verse 1.
历代志下十八章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 18 verse 1.
历代志下十八章第一节。
Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab.
约沙法大有尊荣之财，就与亚哈结亲。
So now we know the real reason why he went to visit King Ahab.
所以我们知道为什么他去拜访亚哈王了。
Actually, King Jehoshaphat, God blessed him abundantly.
神大大的祝福约沙法王。
Because he had riches.
因为他有尊荣。
And honor in abundance.
还有资财。
But at the same time, why did he ally himself with King Ahab?
但是他为什么要与亚哈王结亲呢？
So what does that mean nowadays?
所以对我们现在来说，这代表什么？
No, for us as kings.
对我们身为王来说，
it's important for us not to ally with people.
对我们来说，我们必须要谨慎，我们不要与别人结盟。
But rather we should ally with God.
我们必须要与神结盟。
Because see, all this time, God was the one that, you know, protected King Jehoshaphat.
因为是神保护他的。
And he's the one that blessed him with riches and honor.
也让他有尊荣之财。
But why he allied himself with an evil king?
为什么他要与邪恶的王结亲呢？
Maybe he was afraid during that time.
可能他当时很恐惧。
Because Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah.
约沙法是犹大的王。
And then, you know, Ahab is king of Israel. So if they ally with one another, this means they can be stronger.
亚哈是以色列王，如果他们互相结亲，这样表示他们可以有更大的力量。
But of course, from human eyesight, it seems is reasonable.
从人的角度眼光来看是正常的。
But the only person you should ally with is with God Himself.
但是我们唯一要结盟的其实是神。
Just like nowadays.
就像现在一样。
You know, the first church that came to America is in Hawaii.
我们在第一间在美国的教会是在夏威夷。
Actually, the first church in Hawaii was 1939.
第一间教会在夏威夷建立是1939年。
And all these years, Hawaiian church have not grown too much.
直到现在，夏威夷教会并没有成长很多。
And we know there's one big reason.
我们知道有一个很大的原因。
And the reason in Hawaii that everyone related to everybody.
在夏威夷，每个人都是亲戚。
So of all our members, maybe about 180 members altogether, maybe it's only 4 or 5 families. That's it.
所以180个信徒当中。可能只有四五个家庭。
So what does that mean?
这代表什么呢？
That means if there's election, there's voting, they always vote for their families, right? They always ally with their family members.
所以如果有选举，他们都是投给他们自己家庭里面的人。
Even though sometimes their family members, they don't do things that is right.
可能虽然说他们这个成员并不会做
错的事。And they don't do it according to the Bible.
不按照圣经行事。
But even that is the case, but they still during election, during voting, whatever, you know, the family want to do that, they just vote for that, you know, their family members.
就算这样，在选举当中，他们还是会投给他。
So because of this, for many years, Hawaiian churches never grew.
所以在这几年当中，夏威夷教会并没有成长。
Why? Because, you know, you don't ally with God and do things according to God's will.
因为没有跟神结盟。按照神的旨意行事。
But this last visitation, I was very joyful.
但是我上次去的时候，我觉得很高兴。
Because this is the first time in the history of Hawaii Church that all the churches became independent.
这是第一次在夏威夷教会，他们全部的人都变独立了。
Before all the family services and all the prayer house is under control of Honolulu Church.
之前所有的聚会都是在檀香山教会的。
Because the Honolulu Church has one of the oldest, you know, members of one of the biggest family, right?
因为檀香山教会有一个当地最大的家庭的一个最年长的人。
So because of this, everybody just listened to that person.
就是因为这样，所以大家都听他的话。
And if they don't listen to that person when they go home, and then they will get in trouble.
如果不听的话，当他们回家就会有麻烦。
So this is the first time that now we have, you know, Honolulu Church, we have Oahu Church, and we have Maui Prayer House.
所以现在我们有两个间教会，一间祈祷所。
And we also have family services in Kauai and also in Big Island.
所以也在各地都有家庭聚会。
And this is something that, you know, is very beautiful.
这是非常美好的。
Why? Because now they do not ally with family members anymore.
他们不再只跟 家庭的成员来结盟了。
But instead, they allies with God.
他们跟神有更亲密的关系。
They want to do everything according to God's will.
他们想要按照神的旨意行事。
And that's why it's important for us nowadays as kings.
所以对我们今日身为王来说很重要。
Yes, we love our brothers and sisters.
我们的确爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But if they do something wrong, we don't allies with them.
但是如果他们做错事，我们不应该跟他们一样。
And that's one of the problems we have in churches nowadays.
这是在我们教会中所潜藏的问题。
Why? Because sometimes we feel, that because the brothers and sisters we know them well, and maybe we owe something to them, this and that. Because of this, we must do everything, that.They want to do instead of doing what God wants us to do.
有时候因为我们跟一些弟兄姐妹关系很好，或者是对他们有所亏欠，我们就按照他们的话行，而不照神的话行了。
So remember, as kings,
所以我们身为王来说
，the greatest ally is God Himself.
最大的同盟是神。
If we allies with ourselves with human beings,
如果跟任何人来解同盟
，then sooner or later, I think God will destroy us too.
神早晚也会。毁灭我们
，because we don't trust in men，
因为我们不该相信人
，we only trust in God，
我们要相信神。
But of course, it doesn't mean we cannot love our brothers and sisters. We cannot love men.
这不代表我们不能够爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But when it comes to life and death，
但是当遇到生死问题的时候
，when it comes to find our strength, our hope, and our peace is all with God，
我们的力量、平安都是从神来的。
And then look at verse 2。
我们再看第二节
，Second Chronicles chapter 18 verse 2。
历代志下18章第2节
After some years, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him, and the people who were with him, and persuaded him to go with him to Ramoth Gilead.
第二节，过了几年，他下到撒玛利亚去见亚哈，亚哈为他和跟从他的人宰了许多牛羊，劝他与自己同去攻取基列的拉末。
Actually, this verse is very interesting, right?
这一节经节是很有趣的。
When you read this,
如果我们仔细的读
，First Jehoshaphat went down to Ahab to visit him in Samaria.
约沙法去撒玛利亚去见亚哈王。
And then of course, then King Ahab killed sheep, oxen in abundance for him and also his people.
亚哈就为他跟他的人宰了许多的牛羊。
And then right after that,
那之后呢？
And then the end of verse 2 says, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead.
第二节的最后说，劝他与自己同去攻取基列的拉末。
So you can see, right? King Ahab, he's very tricky.
亚哈王是很有诡计的。
So when King Jehoshaphat went to visit him, he gave him a great party, a big party, not only for him, but also for his people.
当约沙法去拜访他的时候，他给他和他的人办了一个很大盛大的宴会。
So in other words, Jehoshaphat owed King Ahab something.
所以约沙法就欠了亚哈王。
And then that's the opportunity King Ahab asked him to go to war with him.
这就是亚哈王的机会，劝他一起去攻打。
What can King Jehoshaphat do?
约沙法王能说什么呢
？King Ahab just threw me a big party.
亚哈王刚为我办了一个盛大的宴会。
Now he asked me to go to fight war against him. Against his enemy.
现在他邀请我一起去攻打他的仇敌。
How can I say no?
我怎么能说不呢
？So what's that mean for us nowadays？
这对我们来说是代表什么呢
？Nowadays as king, we have to try our best not to owe people anything.
我们必须要想办法啊，尽我们的所能，不要去欠别人什么。
You know, I remember, at one church in one time.
我有一次在一间教会。
It's right before the new election, for council members.
是在。负责人选举之前
，Then we realize there's some brethren, go out and campaign, right? Take people out to dinner and this and that, right?
所以有些弟兄就会带另外一些弟兄姐妹出去做他们选举的一些活动。
Of course, and during this dinner time, maybe they don't say directly, but they want them to vote for them to be on council.
所以在这些晚餐的聚会当中，他有意无意的想要这些弟兄姐妹们支持他。
But sometimes when you hear, they just feel like this is hard to believe.
有时候我们听到会觉得很难相信
，But it happens in our church.
但是在我们教会，这的确会发生。
I mean, council is such a difficult position to be in.
负责人其实不是很容易做的事情。
But praise and thank God, many of us do not want to be on council. Why? Because we know how difficult it is.
感谢神，我们很多人不想要当负责人，因为我们知道它很困难。
But some people they love to be on council.
但是有些人他们爱成为负责人。
Why? Because they want to have authority and power over people.
他们想要拥有权力。
So because of this, they go and campaign, you know, and take our brothers and sisters to eat dinner, to have lunch, buy them this, buy them that, right? And then on the end, that brother and sister cannot help but to vote for this, you know, that certain person.
所以这个人他就会带弟兄姐妹出去，请他们吃饭或者是买东西给他们。那这位弟兄姐或姐妹就必须要支持他。
So that's why for us.
这也
是。If you want to take someone out to dinner.
如果我们带别人去吃晚餐。
Take it because we love them and we, you know, we care for them.
我们必须要是因为我们对他们的爱而出于我们的爱而做。
We don't take them to dinner because we want them, you know, to owe us something. So someday they're going to be pay us back.
不应该是为了让他们欠我们什么，那总有一天会回报我们这样。
And that's the way King Ahab was.
这就是亚哈王的作为。
Because he wanted to persuade King Jehoshaphat to go and fight in battle with him.
因为他想要劝说约沙法王一起去打仗。
So for us, we must have wisdom.
所以我们必须要有智慧。
No, just like King Jehoshaphat.
就像约沙法王一样。
No, if he goes to visit King Ahab and Ahab doing a big party and Ahab asked him to do him a favor, what is he going to say?
就像约沙法王他去拜访亚哈王，亚哈王给他一个盛大的宴会，那又有求于他，那他能说什么呢？
You know, as pastors, quite often when we move to different places,
所以我们当传道会搬到各个不同的地方。
And many members are very nice.
很多的同龄很好。
And they always want to offer us, you know, their place for us to stay.
他们都想要让我们能够可以住在他们家里。
And they even share with us, you don't need even have to pay rent, but you can live there for free.
他也会说你可以住，但是也不需要付租金。
Of course, the offer sounds very, very good, right?
这听起来很好。
This means, you know, as pastor, we don't make too much money. Maybe we just live in a member's house for free, and then you don't have to worry about mortgage.、Right?
因为传道者并没有赚很多钱，如果可以免费住在信徒家，其实是很好的一件事。
But actually, if we do in such a way.
但是如果这样做的话
，You know that person that give us a free house to live in, if they cause trouble in church, if they, you know, cause a lot of division, there's no way you can say anything to them.
但是如果这位提供免费房子的信徒做了什么出了什么问题，我们没有办法说什么。
Why? Because they give you a house to live in.
因为他让你住免费的房子。
And how can you say anything against them?
你怎么可以对他说对他不利的话呢
？And that's why you see that, you know, all the ministers we do our best.You know, to have our own house, to have our own place.
所以我们传道者都尽我们所能拥有我们自己的房子。
But even though many members actually mean well and want to give us the best, and that's, you know, that's very loving, very kind.
虽然很多同龄想要给我们最好的，这是他们很有爱心。
But as God's worker,
但是神的工人
，God take care of us.
神会照顾我们。
And you know, we praise and thank God for all the brothers show us such love and such kindness. But please continue to pray for us.
感谢神能够让弟兄姐妹对我们展现这样的大爱，但是也请你们继续为我们祷告。
And as brothers and sisters also have a very important concept.
弟兄姐妹也要有这个观念。
Try not to owe one another anything.
不要互相相欠。
And try not to think anyone owes us something.
也不要想说有谁欠我们什么。
Whatever we do, if we want for one another, we do it with great love.
不管做什么，我们都是从神的爱。
We don't want to do for them because we want them to be on our side.
不是说我们为他做这个，是因为要让他站在我们这边。
So that's the first mistake that Jehoshaphat did.
这是约沙法王第一个错误。
First, he should not have gone to visit King Ahab.
他不应该去拜访亚哈王。
Because King Ahab was an evil king.
因为亚哈王是邪恶的王。
And he does not need to ally with him.
他不需要与他结亲。
And for him to ally with King Ahab, he had to marry one of his relatives.
如果要结亲，他们必须要跟他的亲戚结婚。
And that's not a good idea.
这不是一个好的主意。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 32.
我们再看十八章的三十二节。
Second Chronicle chapter 18, verse 32.
历代志下十八章三十二节。
For so it was when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel that they turned back from pursuing him.
三十二节，车兵长见不是以色列王，就转去不追他了。
You know, King Jehoshaphat, even though he had a lot of discernment,
约沙法王就算他
he knows what's right and what's wrong.
虽然他知道什么是对，什么是错。
But at this point, his judgment is very poor.
但是在这个时间，他的判断是不好。
Why? Because during this time, King Ahab said, "Look, I will disguise myself and go to war, and you put on the royal garment." Right? So what does that mean? That means King Ahab used him as a pawn.
亚哈王说我会做伪装，你穿上我的军装，那这就是亚哈王他想要让约沙法王当他的替身。
Why did King Jehoshaphat went along with it?
为什么约沙法王要跟他去呢?
He should have said to King Ahab, "No, you know, I'm not going to go."
他应该向以色列王说，我不去。
Because Micaiah, the true prophet of God, said, "If we go, we will be destroyed."
因为米该亚说，我们去了就会被毁灭。
But instead, he went anyway.
但是他还是去了。
Why?
为什么?
Well, I'm sure he wanted to please King Ahab.
他想要让亚哈王高兴。
So that's why nowadays.
所以在今天。
Yes, we love our brothers and sisters.
我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But if they ask us to do something that's not according to God's will, we must say no.
但是当他们要我们做一些不合神旨意的事情的时候，我们要说不。
And if they do not understand why we say no, then we have the opportunity to explain to them.
如果他们不懂为什么，我们就有机会可以跟他解释。
But do not compromise. Try to get favors from other people.
但是不要因为这样而妥协。
Especially toward the end days.
尤其是在末世。
To the end days, so easy for you and I to compromise against the things of this world.
在末世，我们很容易就跟世上的事妥协了。
But what's wrong is wrong, and what's right is right.
但是错就是错，对就是对。
And no matter what, you and I must stand firm in our faith.
我们不管怎样，我们都要在信心上站得稳。
Because if our faith, our foundation is not firm, there's no way that you and I can continue to build our faith.
因为如果我们信仰的根基不稳定，我们就没办法继续进步。
So this time Jehoshaphat went to the battlefield with Ahab.
所以约沙法跟亚哈王上战场。
And Ahab told him, "You dress as a king, but I will disguise myself."
亚哈王说你可以穿得像王一样，我会自己伪装自己。
King Jehoshaphat should have said no.
约沙法王应该要说不。
But instead he went anyway.
但是他还是去了。
So because of this, the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat.
所以车兵长见到约沙法。
They did not know that was Jehoshaphat or not.
他们不知道他是不是以色列王。
They thought he was king of Israel.
他以为他是以色列王。
So they surrounded King Jehoshaphat.
所以就围住他。
And then the end of verse 31.
31节最后。
Jehoshaphat cried out and the Lord helped him.
约沙法一呼喊，神就帮助他。
And God diverted them from him.
又感动这些兵离开他。
You know, this time we think that, oh, Syrian, they only want to kill King, you know, Ahab, that's all, because when they saw King Jehoshaphat, that means they don't need to kill him, they don't want to kill him.
所以我们可以看到叙利亚只想要杀掉亚哈王，所以看到他约沙法不是亚哈王就离开了。
Actually, that's not true.
这并不是真的。
Because King Jehoshaphat was also the enemy of Syria.
因为约沙法王也是他们的仇敌。
They don't care if he's the king of Syria, king of Judah, king of Israel, they're both kings are the enemy, they would have killed him right there.
不管是以色列王还是犹大王，都是他们的仇敌，所以应该也是会杀掉他。
But he cried out to the Lord.
但是他向神呼喊。
And because of this, God helped him diverted his enemy.
因为这样，神就帮助他，让仇敌离开他们。
Right after the Bible says God diverted them from him, and then in verse 32, that the captain of the chariot saw that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him.
所以三十一节最后说，神感动他们离开他。三十二节说，车兵长见不是以色列王，就转去不追他了。
So we might think that you see the Syrians did not want a King Jehoshaphat. No, that's not the case. The reason why they did not kill King Jehoshaphat because of God protected him.
所以仇敌没有杀掉约沙法，并不是因为他们不想杀他，而是神感动他们离开了。
You can see Jehoshaphat made a big mistake.
我们可以看到约沙法王犯了一个大错。
The mistake is that he go against the word of God's prophet.
他的错是他违背神的旨意。
And because of this mistake, he almost died by the hand of his enemy.
因为这样，他差点死在仇敌的手上。
Without God's help, there's no way that he can be, you know, saved during that time.
没有神的帮助，他是无法得到拯救的。
So that's why for us, we need to think and reflect.
所以今天我们必须要反思。
Because sometimes making the wrong decision, one wrong decision can cost a spiritual life.
我们犯的错误可能会让我们的灵命死掉。
But we praise and thank God.
然后我们感谢神。
God is so merciful.
神很慈爱。
If God be able to help Jehoshaphat, God also will help us.
如果神当时帮助约沙法王，他也会帮助我们。
But look at chapter 19, verse 1.
但是我们再看十九章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
十九章第一节。
Then Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned safely to his house in Jerusalem.
犹大王约沙法平安的回耶路撒冷，到宫里去了。
It's very interesting, right?
这很有趣。
So after he ran from his enemy,
他当他从仇敌面前逃
跑。Why didn't he go back to Israel? Why didn't he go back to, you know, Samaria where Ahab is supposed to be?
为什么他要回到撒玛利亚？亚哈王应该在的地方。
But he knew that place was not a safe place for him.
他知道那个地方并不是一个安全的地方。
So that's why the Bible says, then Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, returned safely to his house in Jerusalem, the city of the living God.
所以约沙法平平安安回到耶路撒冷，神的圣城。
So during this time, he thought he is safe.
所以他觉得他安全了。
Can you imagine, you know, running from his enemy? You just feel like now I just got away. Now I'm at my home and I'm safe.
所以他在逃命之后回到自己家，所以他可能就放心下来了。
But then look at verse 2.
但是我们看第二节。
And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Therefore, the wrath of the Lord is upon you.
先知哈拿尼的儿子耶户出来迎接约沙法王，对他说：你岂当帮助恶人，爱那恨恶神的人呢？因此神的愤怒临到你。
Actually, he thought he was safe in his own house.
他觉得他回家了，安全了。
But God sent the prophet Hanani and told him exactly what he did wrong.
但是神差遣先知哈拿尼说他所做错的事。
God said, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord?"
你岂当帮助恶人，爱那恨恶神的人
呢？ And therefore, the wrath of the Lord is upon you.
所以神的愤怒临到你。
You know, when I read this verse, I was thinking about.Why did God say to Jehoshaphat, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord?"
所以，当我读到这一节，我想说，神为什么要跟他说你岂当帮助恶人
？What did Jehoshaphat did wrong?
约沙法他做了什么错事呢
？Remember when he requested for the true prophet of God?
记得当他要求真先知出来讲话的时候。
And the reason why Micaiah went to in front of King Ahab in the first place because of King Jehoshaphat.
为什么米该亚到亚哈王面前讲神的话
？Because Jehoshaphat he wanted to hear the truth.
是因为约沙法他想要听到神的真理。
But when Micaiah spoke the truth,
但是当米该亚说了神的话的时候
，Then Ahab put him in prison.
亚哈王把他下在监里。
King Jehoshaphat did not say anything.
约沙法王什么都没有说。
Can you imagine this?
你可以想象吗
？This Micaiah was only by himself.
米该亚是。只有他自己一个人。
He had to go against 400 false prophets.
他必须要面对400个假先知。
He had to go against the king Ahab.
他必须要面对亚哈王。
But he's probably hoping that King Jehoshaphat can be on his side.
他可能想要约沙法王能够站在他这边。
Because when he spoke the truth to King Ahab, and then King Ahab put him in prison, why didn't Jehoshaphat say anything to King Ahab?
当他对亚哈王说实话而被下在监里，为什么约沙法王什么都没有说呢
？Why? That's why God say, "Why do you love those and help those who hates me?"
所以这是神说，为什么你爱帮助恶人爱那恨恶耶和神的人呢
？Actually, this is a very important concept.
这是很重要的观念。
No, you can see Micaiah was by himself there, all alone.
我可以看到米该亚独自一人下在监里。
And there's no one to help him.
没有一个人帮助他。
But Jehoshaphat, he was king. He had authority to help Micaiah, but he did not.
但是约沙法王，他是一个王，他有权利可以帮助他，但是他没有。
So that's why for you and I nowadays.
所以对我们现在来说
，It's important, even though sometimes, you know, the people that we, you know, that do think that is right, maybe they're not a close relative, maybe we don't know them well. But if they do what is right, we must have the courage to stick up for them.
所以当一个人做正确的事，就算他不是我们的亲戚朋友，但我们还是要帮助，我们还是要站在他这边。
I'm talking about doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
我所说的是在神眼中看为正的事。
So don't ally with ourselves those who hate the Lord.
所以不要跟那些恨恶神的人来结盟。
Don't ally with those who, you know, commit sin and do evil in the eyes of the Lord.
不要跟那些在神眼中看为恶的事的人结盟。
But instead, we should ally with our brothers and sisters.
但是我们必须要跟我们的弟兄姐妹结盟。
The ones always seeking to do the truth.
是有随时都在想照真理行事的人。
If we see one another in struggle, if we see one another in great distress,
如果看到弟兄姐妹有什么困难
，we cannot just leave them.
我们不可以把他们放在一边。
If we have the authority to do it, we must do it and help them.
如果我们有这个能力来帮助他们，我们就应该要做。
Don't be like King Jehoshaphat.
不要像约沙法王一样。
Because God was very displeased with him.
因为神对他非常不满。
Because during that time he should have helped the prophet Micaiah.
因为在当时他应该要帮助先知米该亚。
But instead he left him in prison with the bread of affliction and water of affliction.
但是他却让他被下在监里。
So you can see, you know, Jehoshaphat, how would he feel in that time?
所以约沙法王当时在心里怎么想呢？
I'm sure he was very scared.
我相信他当时一定很害
怕。Because Hanani told him the wrath of the Lord is upon you.
因为哈拿尼跟他说神的愤怒要临到你。
But praise and thank God.
但是感谢神。
And verse 3.
第三节。
And then Hanani said, nevertheless, nevertheless, good things are found in you.
第三节说，然而你还有善行。
This is very important.
这很重要。
Even though, yes, Jehoshaphat made mistakes.
虽然约沙法王的确犯了错。
But God had found good things inside his heart.
但是神在他心中有找到善。
And what are those good things?
那些善是什么呢？
He had removed the wooden image from the land.
因为他从国中除掉木偶。
So now what he has no idols inside his heart.
所以在他心中没有偶像。
Why? Because he prepared his heart to see God.
因为他预备他的心来寻求神。
And this is very important.
这是很重要的。
Yes, all of us we have weaknesses.
我们所有人都有弱点。
And quite often we make mistakes.
我们也都会做错事。
But make sure our heart is only for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要确保我们的心是为了神。
And make sure we have no idols inside our hearts.
在我们心中不要有偶像。
This means we do not place anything in this world above our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们不要把这世上任何东西放得比耶稣还重。
And I'm sure Jehoshaphat was very appreciative during that time.
我相信约沙法在当时很得神喜悦。
And he wanted to repay God's love for his mercy.
他想要报答神的怜悯跟慈爱。
Because even though he did something wrong,
虽然他做错事。
The wrath of God was upon him.
神的愤怒临到他。
But his heart was, you know, yearning to see God.
但是他的心是立定心意寻求神的。
So God forgave him.
所以神原谅他。
And look at verse 4.
再看第四节。
Chapter 19 verse 4.
历代志下十九章。
So Jehoshaphat dwelt in Jerusalem, and he went out again.Among the people from Beersheba to the mountain of Ephraim and brought them back to the Lord, God of their fathers.
第四节，约沙法住在耶路撒冷，自以后又出巡民间，从别示巴直到以法莲山地，引导民归向耶和华他们列祖的神。
You know, after God forgave him for his sin,
那神原谅他的错误之后，
he did not just sit in Jerusalem.
他并没有只有待在耶路撒冷，
but he went out to repay God's love.
他出去偿还神的爱。
By bringing the people who are lost in the mountain of Ephraim to come back to the Lord.
他去以法莲山地把迷失的人带回来。
And you can read the rest of the chapter. I see he did so many great things.
那我们再看接下来，他其实做了很多好事。
But the same thing for us nowadays.
所以对我们来说也是一样。
You know, quite often when you and I have sinned against God.
有时候我们对神犯了罪。
God's mercy is abundant toward us.
神的慈爱降在我们身上。
And he continually forgive us over and over again.
他不断的原谅我们。
But the first thing you and I should do is stop sinning.
但是第一点，我们应该要停止犯罪。
And the second thing, we must go out and find the lost and bring them back to the Lord.
第二点是要出去把迷失的人带到神面前。
Because if God can have mercy on us, God will also have mercy on them.
如果神对可以向我们施怜悯，也一样会对他们施怜悯。
So may you and I continue to be strong.
所以愿我们能够更加强壮。
Do not ally with men.
不要与人结盟。
If you want to be strong, we always need to ally with God.
如果我们要刚强，要与神结盟。
And do not owe anyone anything.
不要欠别人任何人。
Because when we owe people something sooner or later, we will do things for them that we do not want to do.
因为如果我们欠了别人，那我们总有一天会照他们的意思来行事。
But owe no one nothing except to love them.
我们也不要让人劝我们，只是要爱他们。
And this is Christian life.
这是基督徒的生活。
And then when we see a brothers in need,
那如果我们看到弟兄姐妹有需
要，when the one is the God fearing, the one always speaking the truth,
敬畏神并且寻求真理的人
，even though we feel we are not close to them, maybe they are not our relatives, but if they speak in the truth, you and I must do our best to protect them, to help them.
虽然我们与他们可能不够亲近，但是我们还是要尽我们所能来帮助他。
And because this is a true king.
因为这是一个真的王。
Because a king have authority to save life and to give life.
因为一个王有能力来赐下生命以及夺去生命。
So we pray and ask God to allow us to be a great king.
所以我们祷告求神让我们能够成为一个好的王
Be like King Jehoshaphat
像约沙法王一样
But at the same time learn from his weaknesses
但是我们也要从他的缺点来学习
We also should learn from King Ahab
也要从亚哈王身上学
习 Don't be like King Ahab
不要像亚哈王一样
Because as a king he's really weak and he cannot reign over his heart
因为以王 以身为一个王来说，他非常的软弱，没有办法控制自己。
Now let's all rise and sing one hymn.
那我们现在一起起立唱诗。
64.
64首。
Hymn 64.
64首。